Machakos Country Bus Station is Kenya's busiest long-distance bus station. Every day, dozens of buses leave here to all corners of the country, some as far as 600 miles away. One of these buses is Msamaria Mwema, which is setting off to Butere in western Kenya. Today, it is already full, even though it is only 4 in the afternoon, and it is not scheduled to leave until 3 hours later. Rose Nambala is one of the passengers in the bus.
Christmas season is here, so it's time to go home and celebrate with everyone in the family. My cousins, uncles, aunts, all of us. It will be so much fun. I wish this bus could leave right away.
Rose is a mother of 3 boys, aged between 4 and 10 years. They are all in the packed bus. Nairobi will indeed be a ghost town after people like Rose and her husband pour into the countryside to celebrate Christmas, not just on 25th, but in the week before and after. Ben Katana is a 30-year-old who sells potatoes and arrowroots in Nairobi. He explains why he always makes the 9-hour bus journey to his ancestral home in Kilifi, coastal Kenya, during Christmas.
My grandfather and great-grandfather were all born in Kilifi, not Nairobi. That is home. We can all disappear to wherever during the year, but on Christmas Day, we go back home, where we belong, to celebrate with family.
Ben says that there are also practical reasons for making the trip to Kilifi.
My 2 brothers work in the Rift Valley town of Eldoret, while my younger sister is studying in Karatina in central Kenya. If I don't see them during Christmas, I might not see them for a long time.
Despite the social and cultural reasons associated with Christmas, many Kenyans like Thomas Mutua from Tala in eastern Kenya still revere the spiritual essence of Christmas.
Christmas always reminds my family and I that Jesus Christ was born, so we should always seek for his rebirth in our lives.
But even for Thomas, Christmas may be anchored in spiritual reasons, but it has also metamorphosed into a cocktail of celebration.
On the eve of Christmas, we will slaughter a goat and remember our ancestors as we celebrate those who are still with us.
The goat eating, chicken slaughtering, church going, and all other celebratory activities associated with the Christmas holiday are only possible if Nairobians travel to their ancestral homes, something that they are doing almost every hour from Machakos Country Bus Station and other bus stations around the capital city. RFI, David John Bokali, reporting from Nairobi.